where this is Young CPT, Youngster Capstar, Young Van Riebeeck, the White General, Mr. 021 himself, and you are listening to UJFM 95.4. Make sure you don't tune into nowhere else, my dude. Salute. Yeah.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Eskom will not fail, says President Cyril Ramaphosa, and Joe Biden seals comeback with a string of victories at Super Tuesday.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
With the start of your top stories, good morning for UJFM News. I am Michelle Mokale. President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's ongoing discussions and proposals on how to reduce Eskom's debt. Ramaphosa says these might include an equity partner or selling some parts of the power utility. Ramaphosa met with the South African National Editors Forum in Cape Town yesterday. Eskom has been struggling to keep the lights on, which has resulted in the implementation of load shedding. The president says Eskom will not fail.
The discussions are ongoing, including, for instance, should some power stations be sold? Now, this is not a new idea. Some people have come up with ideas, and some of them have sort of located them around old power stations that are going to be decommissioned.
Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini has lashed out against the Department of Education Comprehensive Sexuality Education curriculum. The King says that the curriculum is ill-informed and it is being imposed on children and their parents without their consent. Zwelithini says he will soon approach President Cyril Ramaphosa to ask him to scrap the policy and replace it with what he calls a family comprehensive education. Zwelithini adds that the department's comprehensive sexuality education curriculum discuss oral sex and masturbation. He says this is irresponsible as it will make it difficult for parents to assist their children with homework.
I get teary when I think about this. I've seen images which depict sexual activity. It's disgusting. This is against our culture.
The Department of Education insists that comprehensive sexual education aims to protect pupils from sexual diseases so they could lead safe and healthy lives. Trade Union Federation COSATU has cautiously welcomed the reduction of fuel prices coming today, but says this is not enough to relieve workers of the high cost of travel and food. The Department of Energy says all grades of petrol will drop by 19 cents per litre, all grades of diesel by 54 cents a litre, while illuminating paraffin will go down by 68 cents per litre, and with the liquid paraffin.